Five,
Go.
four, three, two, one. Oh, shoot, we're on air. I totally did not intend for that to happen. Anyway.
That's what the thumbs up was for before we started.
Okay, fine. All
Well,
right.
we'll forgo our normal wackiness that Chris does at the beginning. Welcome. This is the first of the possible many, maybe if people like it, off-season stuff we're going to be doing here. From a Mountain West Connection. I'm Jeremy Moss, Chris Hondris over there. Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
That's
Oh, was
it.
that those all only supposed to say? You said to say hi. I was saying hi.
That's what you get. Basically, what we're going to try to do is take questions, user questions, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. We've got a couple this time on short notice. We'll probably do this every Thursday. We know Friday night there's probably two people watching, and they're us right here. We're recording at the moment. But we'll
So,
probably just.
cheers to you guys who aren't going out on Friday night, just like me, and instead watching this video cast.
Of
Cheers
course.
about yourselves because you are now more knowledgeable about Mount West football than probably the rest of the media.
We'd like to think so. But basically, here's how you can send in questions. We'll do this probably every Thursday night going forward. But obviously, on the website, we'll put a link out there. Just comment in there like we did tonight. You can go to at MWC Connection, at Greek Padre, send questions there. On our Facebook page, just search Mountain West Connection. We're actually close to 400 likes, so that'd be pretty cool if that could increase. If you want to venture into the wasteland of Google Plus, not wasteland, but the as Spencer put, did you read that thing from Spencer Hall about
Yeah,
Google Plus?
that was fantastic.
If you haven't read that, just search Mountain West Connection. We'll find it over there if you want. I post stuff randomly, but
Or just
basically,
use the old-fashioned email.
yeah, email mountainwestfootball@gmail.com. I'm not giving up my cell phone number so people can text me, so that's off limits. Unless
No
you're.
personal handwritten letters. Like, we don't have a fan club, like P.O. box that you can write to.
No.
If somebody wants to donate the P.O. box that we can actually have a fan club P.O. box, I'd be much appreciative, but I don't think anybody would actually do
It'd have to be two very distinct cities, and so. But basically, we'll get started here. So, what do you want to start? Questions, I assume, since I
Yeah,
actually did
let's
get a
go ahead and
couple?
start with questions because we actually did get a couple, and not too many, but this is the kind of thing that we'll be starting with every single week. So there's
So.
order!
Order, I guess, yeah, we actually have stuff planned out. So let's go to the kind of off the not silly question, but our good friend at San Diego Sports Domination, David Rucker, asked us. So this is a legitimate question, even though I know he's screwing around. Chris, why is San Diego State the best team in the best school in the Mountain West?
Okay, so outside of the fact that there's multiple reasons why San Diego State could possibly be the best school in Mountain West,
Yes, Lord.
I would
You might.
actually, I personally, as an academic, would actually point to them actually for State University having extremely good academics along with San Jose State.
This is
However, that's
sports.
not the
This is
reason.
sports.
This is not, this is sports.
Not the
The
academic
reason why they're,
detail.
but the reason why they are the best team in the Mountain West is not because of sports, it's not because of academics, it's because they make the best damn fish tacos out of anywhere.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
I love fish tacos. There's a decent amount, a few good places here in Utah because they actually have some decent seafood they bring in, but probably better if you're on the coast.
It's probably better if you get it fresh.
Hey, it's the same day typically, maybe next day. Also, I think we also could say 13 conference titles this year, if you count
Yeah,
postseason and
it quite is. Well, so we
regular
got
season.
football, they shared a title. With men and women's basketball, they both had a title.
No. Oh yeah, postseason, that's right.
Sand baseball, they had a
Baseball,
title.
the guy, and then
Couple track and field, I thought.
probably. We're not gonna go into each one, but they got some big ones. But overall, they're a good school. And also, do you think it could be the theoretical bump from maybe going to the Big East?
So basically, them not going to the
The Big West.
Alcoholics Anonymous, I mean the American Athletic Conference, and rather just staying in the Mountain West, also contributes to them being the best conference or the best team in the conference.
Perhaps.
Something like that, possibly.
No, but they're obviously improving in football. They're good at other sports. Basketball has always been good, even though they losing Jamal Franklin and his workmanlike boots he wore in the NCAA tournament. Those are gone.
I
So,
feel so.
you saw those, right?
Yes, I did see
Those
those.
are, I remember, I'm like, what? Because I think Doug Gottlieb was doing that. He's like, what are those boots he's wearing? I'm like, no, he's
They
wearing
also have they also be, graduated one Cowley Leonard a couple years
Kawhi
back,
Leonard.
who
There's
played in
that.
Game 7 and also in the NBA Finals for the San Antonio Spurs, and pretty much physically you know, controlled when he was out playing.
If not for a missed free throw in game six, Spurs may have won their fifth title.
Exactly.
Maybe. And he had like four double-doubles. He's getting pretty good. And speaking of that real quick, NBA draft, Jamal Franklin could be going to the Spurs. That could be a pretty good combination there.
So basically the San Antonio Spurs are basically a new version of the San Diego State Aztecs.
Sure.
The ones who actually couldn't win the NCAA title, but can possibly win an NBA title, which shows the value of NCAA basketball.
Yeah. But Franklin, he really could be a good fit. He plays almost any position. He could play the two. He'll probably play the two in the NBA, but he played any position in San Diego State. And so Spurs getting old. They could use him, I think, just kind of bring some speediness to that walk-up style play that's so good they do over the past, decade with Popovich there.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on from basketball. Why are we talking about basketball too much?
It's preseason football.
Next question. Did you want to go to – do we have a Twitter question from somebody? I forget.
I thought we had a Twitter question.
We do. No, it's not new, but basically Fresno State has announced, I put on Twitter, they're playing on ESPNU versus Rutgers opening night on that Thursday night, like a 10:30 Eastern kickoff. But basically – question was, I couldn't find odds, but the guy pulled it for me. Apparently Fresno is favored by 8.5 over Rutgers at home. Do you think, basically their question was, is that too much?
Fresno State's favored 8.5?
Over Rutgers at home. Both teams are coming off of co-conference champions.
No, I'll take the 8.5.
You think they'll beat them by more than 8.5?
I'll take the 8.5. Oh yeah, hands down.
Just because home game, better team.
Home game, better team, Rutgers on the West Coast. In the valley, you know, they have to battle with agriculture instead of city.
Because they are New York City's hypothetical team. You know that, right?
Right, right.
Are they going to have the Empire State Building red at kickoff at 10:30 Eastern?
Something like that. And also, yeah. Fresno will have an intimidating all-white-out look.
Oh, okay, so, there you go.
We'll see if that turns out to be like strong.
I think that could be close. That's I thought it was a bit too much. If you're going to actually put money on it, that's... I'd probably say less. I think a touchdown, but I think they should have probably set it at 6.5 or a little bit less. But I'm surprised it's not kind of a bigger game because it's two teams that won their conference last year, and that gets a late start on ESPNU. But that just means, okay, here's another question for you. Since that's basically the same start time as USC Hawaii, which game would get better ratings, do you think?
Fresno State, right? Whoa, hold on.
Because it's on Hawaii's on CBS Sports Network. So not quite as many people can get that compared to the U.
Yeah.
It's pretty close. It's close, but not quite.
You know what? No, I'm still going to go ahead and say Fresno State Rutgers. And the reason why I'm still going to say this is because USC is playing Hawaii, and USC fans really don't care about their team unless they're playing somebody big. They just assume that they're going to win.
They should win that game.
They should win. So they're not it's a less, you know, it's more of like a gimme game for that. So I think the people are kind of curious to see, you know, Fresno State's getting a lot better. They're kind of see if Fresno State can return to glory days. They're going to want to see how bad the Big East or the old Big East has fallen. The American Athletic Conference. I got to get used to saying AAC. And also to see how Rutgers applies their big speed, the B1G conference. Well, they have to slow down a little bit. And so, you know, if you have Fresno's up-speed, pro-style offense versus Fresno's versus Rutgers' really crappy B1G-style offense / B1G-style defense, because that's obviously the reason why they were invited to the Big Ten.
Sure, I thought it was New York City again.
we're putting sarcasm around here. Sorry.
I think it could be the CBS game just because Rutgers, are they going to stay up past 11 o'clock to watch their team? Just saying.
Have you ever been to New York City?
I live near there for a couple
years. I was about
to
say, you live there. People are up there like at all hours of the day.
That's not Rutgers Town.
This is true.
I just think, you know, I think it'll be pretty close. It's just because more people have ESPNU. They know where it's at. It's closer to ESPN the dial. So I thought that was kind of an interesting topic I just thought of. And then, final question. I guess this is the final question. Now, basically, user Matthew Shaw on the MWCConnection.com put out, because ESPN has been doing on their insider kind of the future rankings, and I let my insider lapse, so I don't know the exact details of certain schools, but Of course, I'm sure they did not include the Mountain West, because why would they? Basically, their thing was, down the road, who's going to be the best team in the Mountain West in 3 to 4 years? And I guess most of you have to go off recruiting for the most part. In the Mountain West, it's hard to.
Development of teams. You've got a whole bunch of things. But 3-4 years down the line, I mean, that's still a lot.
I was going to say, like, we say recruiting, but look who teams like Boise State gets, or San Diego State, or New Mexico, or Hawaii, whoever. They'll get these nobodies, not nobodies, but 2 stars, maybe 3 stars. And, like, there's Ronnie Hillman, awesome at San Diego State. You have, like, Kellen Moore, Boise State, Doug Martin, DJ Harper, those guys at Boise State, things like that. They weren't the best recruits. And then you come out and look what they did, 50 wins in 4 years, whatever it was, 55 wins a couple years ago. I would lean toward coaching being the most important thing. And I think this could surprise people. I think San Diego State could possibly be top, well, I'd say their top three minimum, that they finally passed the hump to actually be a good program. And if you look what they've done this year, they have 11 recruits already, verbally committed, of course. They're all 3-star above except in the composite rankings at 24/7 Sports, except for 2 guys. They got a pair of quarterbacks who should be pretty good, a local wide receiver who's still keeping options open, but it should be pretty good. That's what they're saying. So I think they have the chance to be maybe the best team, and at least in the, at worst, top three team, maybe the best team in a couple years.
Which team? Sorry.
You did not hear anything I said. San Diego State.
San Diego State?
I'm just saying, think about it.
Especially with how they're doing in recruiting this year.
And if they have Rocky Long, I think if they still keep their coach. And if once Bob Toledo gets his offense going, they'll be perfectly fine, I think.
Yeah.
Do you have any objection to me saying they're the best team?
In the future, 4 years?
Yeah, in 4 years, who do you think would be the top three teams?
This is part bias, and then this is part just looking at the trend and not expecting it to slow down. Obviously, I think Boise State would obviously be towards the top, if not the best team in the Mountain West the next 3 or 4 years, assuming that they're still in the Mountain West in the next 3 or 4 years. We know like how the team kind of likes to jump around or gets invited to different conferences. But that being said, I definitely can see San Diego State as a top three team, maybe a very close number two. And just going based off the trend the last couple of years and what we're looking at in terms of recruits. And I think this may or may not surprise you, depending on what could be a strong third team possibility. It's not Fresno State. It's not Nevada.
Ooh.
I'm going to go ahead.
Falcons.
And, huh?
Air Force.
No.
Football Bob.
Football Bob. Football Bob was Football Bob was an option. Football Bob was a close option just because of his ability to recruit and, style play. But I think Utah State, next 3 or 4 years, if it picks up like how – if they pick up – sorry, let me phrase this. How they've been able to pick up recruits in the past, just like how Boise State has been, just like how San Diego State has been, and their coaching stays solid, I can easily see them as a top three team in the Mountain West the next 3 or 4 years.
That third spot is quite interesting. I think Utah State, part of the reason they did so well in recruiting, because Gary Anderson was at University of Utah for so many years and in Southern College in Southern Utah, so he knew the state very well. That's why he just came in the state and ripped out a 2015 best player in the state to go to Wisconsin quarterback. So I don't know how well Matt Wells knows the state to recruit. I'm pretty sure he picked up a lot from Anderson, but that there's some decent players in Utah, and with Utah kind of down, still making their transition to Pac-12, BYU still recruiting the same guys they're getting, so Utah State's getting better, so they're going to compete a bit more because the culture's fairly similar, I would say, compared to BYU a little bit, just from some of the players. I don't know, though, if they'll do it because they've been so bad for so long outside of the past couple years. The third team, I want to say Fresno, but the third team's tough. I can see Fresno or Air Force. If I were to be a safe pick, I'd pick Air Force as a safe pick because they're always right there.
Interesting. Okay.
I just think the third team's up for grabs. I could definitely agree with Utah State if they could keep it up. I'd want to see more out of this year before I'd revisit this question again because they've only 2 good years. I don't think San Jose State would be up there. Just I haven't seen Utah State. I haven't seen it. And they've just come out of nowhere in 1 year and they lost their coach. And with Fresno, if Tim DeRuiter does what he did in 1 year, he's going to be gone somewhere else because it was amazing Air Force, great at Texas A&M, goes to
Fresno. That's the thing. That's a good point that you bring up. In terms of coaching tenures, who's likely to stay at their teams? Is Rocky Long apt to go somewhere else if he gets offered another position?
No.
No.
He's going to stay.
I can only see one position that Chris Peterson would actually go for if he was offered some ridiculous amount of money.
The Dallas Cowboys?
No. Yeah, you wish. No, I don't see him going pro. I see him staying in the college ranks, but it's got to be an Oregon team, or it's got to be a Northern California team. But we already saw how he turned down Cal and how he turned down UCLA twice.
$4 million from UCLA.
For $4 million. So obviously, I don't think he's looking to go anywhere. I don't know. Maybe if Nick Saban decides to retire and they look up at Chris Peterson and offer him some like $20 million contract.
No, they just promote Kirby Smart probably.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, if it's coaching Peterson, highest of the highest, not going to go anywhere. Rocky Long, because he already said to Mexico, when he left there, he didn't want to be head coach, really. But seeing a state opportunity was probably too good to pass up. Tim Drudder, you don't know. Air Force Troy Calhoun, he already said no to the Denver Broncos and no to Colorado, Buffalo. So he's most more likely staying. He could go to the NFL. I don't think he'd take another college job. He also turned down Tennessee a couple years ago when they were looking for who did they get last time? The Orange Pants guy. The guy from Louisiana Tech from before.
Derek Dooley.
Yeah, Derek Dooley, yeah, that's it. So he's probably going to stay. We don't know. Utah State, new coach. San Jose State, new coach. Norm Chow's not going to go anywhere, but he's kind of lost his luster because he hasn't been doing great ever since he's in the NFL when he had Vince Young, really. So if you go by coaching, it's almost the same teams, unless Rocky Long retires, which a couple of years, you don't know.
It's only 4 years under. Possibly could be, yeah.
So let's go to the other end. Who do you think would be the worst team in 3 or 4 years to give some people a downer tonight?
You might hate me for saying this. Wyoming.
What's the reason you would say that?
They're really never a consistent team. And Dave Christensen, as well as he's been coaching as of, you know, recent, taking them to a couple bowl games, I think last year's outburst really kind of showed kind of a true flaw in his character and how Austin Carter-Samuel, you know, left. Brett Smith came in. He still has a possibility to transfer if he doesn't like it, even though he's considered a upper tier quarterback here in the Mountain West.
Brett Smith being a bonehead, getting suspended, giving a hot head, getting kicked out of game.
Yeah, Brett Smith himself. The recruiting is not great.
They did get an in-state guy, actually, a quarterback. Austin Ford is actually they have no talent in the state, so it's hard, you know what I mean? If you have a guy who's above average, you got to take him. That's the tough part there. But I'm surprised they can't get – look at the state of Colorado. Not that there's a lot more, but there's a few more players. They're on par – seriously, they're on par with Colorado. They're probably a little bit better than CSU. The toughest team to recruit against is Air Force, and that's not even really
– And that's not even a recruiting issue because Air Force doesn't recruit. They pick up cadets.
Yeah, that's the only team. That's the best team they're going up against in the region. I don't see why they can't get a few more guys, even from Utah. There's a few good players here, but that's the thing. It's hard to get players in there. It's not like when he's at Missouri, he could bring in whoever. They have talent, but I think if they could have Robert Heron, if he could stay healthy, he could be pretty good this year perhaps. But I could see them falling off because that means probably Christensen's fired. They're going to bring in a new coach. And getting the guy from Missouri was a pretty big get when they got Christensen a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And so they're
probably, but I mean that's kind of like Colorado State getting McElwain from Alabama.
McElwain, yeah.
But
so first head coaching job, it's hard to turn it down when it's at a middle of the pack FBS school. Well, 70th ranked team or so.
So I mean, who else is going to be down there with Wyoming?
Hawaii. They've always been pretty good, though, outside of blips here and there.
Right. So maybe Hawaii. I mean, the only other team that I could possibly think of. I think San Jose State's going to be a middle of a tier team. And the only other team that I think that could
UNLV,
possibly take...
UNLV, got to go to Vegas because obvious reasons.
Yeah, I mean, UNLV, obviously. Here's the thing. If UNLV's administration gets their act together, okay, that has a possibility to be a very solid program in the future. The thing is, the administration has no clue what to do about football. Look at them in basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a top basketball team. So, and
national
that was even
title,
after...
Four, what, five Final Fours, I think? Four Final Fours?
Yeah. Consistently
not
in
a while,
NCAA
but
tournament.
Even when they're making Final Four, they're good.
But it's not only that. It's even like Lon Kruger leaving for Oklahoma, they pick up some other guy.
And that was all because of money. That's the only reason, money.
Exactly. They pick up another guy, Rice, and they don't take a step back. If the administration has that same kind of mind for basketball and you apply it to building your football program, not just being out in the middle of,
10 miles off campus,
hellish nowhere that's Sam Boyd Stadium, okay, get serious. Build that damn campus. You build that damn stadium.
Yeah, there's already had so many changes the past 6 months about what's going to happen. I stopped keeping track of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, UNLV has to make the right decision. If they can make a right decision, it could possibly be a very solid program going forward. But the thing is, they haven't made a good decision.
Exactly.
I honestly thought that Houck was a good hire.
We'll see. This is probably – he brought his brother to
this
be
is probably
the
his last,
coordinator.
Yeah, this is probably his last season.
Because, like, we've said this a bunch. Like, last year they improved by not losing as bad. They're hanging in games like Washington State, Minnesota, hanging with teams. They beat Air Force somehow last year. If they can apply that with Nick Sherry, quarterback, Tim Cornette, who's going to be one of the better running backs in the league, if they can apply that and do something, and at least get – if they get 5 wins, he'll be around. I'm thinking – they're probably going to be at the bottom, but as for this year, if he can get maybe 4-5 wins, he's going to stay around. Because you can't say bowl game or bust. You got to give him one more year if he improves in the win total to at least 4 or 5. The next year, they're going to be at the bottom because I don't think he's going to be around. I don't think he'll get it done. But I don't get it. Like, you're right. They get all these transfers from basketball that do good. They're running for Shabazz Muhammad at the last second this past recruiting season with UCLA. They are 3.5 hours from Southern California from L.A., how do they not get guys from San Diego, L.A.? You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? They did get Jerry Rice Jr. off transfer.
No, please.
Last year.
3 catches last season, something like that? Come on. He's been nothing to UCLA. I get it.
Okay.
You're that close. You play in a league that's okay. If it comes down to play,
I have Riverside Community College down the street who Boise State has picked up a couple transfers from.
Yeah.
You can do the same exact thing.
I don't get it. It's just like they go, oh, I want to see you play. Well, they're on ESPN more often. They're on CBS College Sports. People can get a quick 3.5 hour, well, reasonable drive, a 4 hour drive at least from Southern California, essentially 4 to 6 hours, if you're from LA or San Diego, right? You know what I mean? Not too far.
4.5. Yeah.
I'm just saying it's reasonable. It goes better than if your kid plays in Nebraska and you're from LA or going to Texas or Florida. Just saying, you're right there. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense how they can't get more players. Some of it's coaching. Some of it. They look at all the quarterbacks a couple years ago. They almost beat when they're BYU in the Mountain West. I forget who the quarterback was, but they had like that run option QB who's running around everywhere making plays, scoring touchdowns.
All right.
You know I'm talking about that type of stuff. But
yeah, no, yeah.
I agree. The bottom, UNLV. Crap. Well, who did you say?
UNLV, Wyoming.
Wyoming. I'm like, based in Wyoming. Yeah. They're probably the bottom two. Not that they maybe New Mexico, but Football Bob's showing he's doing a pretty good job. But that's kind of
probably
where we see. All right, so let's move on. We got our last kind of. Let's get to our topics now. I guess that one.
All right, so okay,
good,
so
very good
Athlon.
Thank you.
Athlon rankings. Hey, guess what? They came out with the 2013 Mountain West All Conference team too.
Hey, you know what? I participated in the roundtable with them, so bam, I'm a
bam.
Our website,
look at you being all important.
Yes, I guess so. But yeah, you go ahead discuss.
All right.
All
so,
a little bit.
We have here first team offense, quarterback Derek Carr, running backs Casey Carrier and Adam Buema. Hey, where have I seen these before? Wide receivers Devontae Adams and Noel Grigsby.
Wait, who are those guys?
I have no clue who those guys are.
Matt Miller. Where's Matt Miller?
I'm hopefully getting there.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Tight end Marcel Jensen, Fresno
State. Yeah, that's all the positions we need to worry about. We don't need
first team defense, Marcus Lawrence.
Of course, yeah.
Jake Felly, San Diego State, linebacker.
Of course, probably the top.
This is an interesting choice. Okay, so there's a couple first team defense here on San Jose States, and I'm not sure how they came up with these. linebacker Keith Smith and cornerback Bane Benwickery.
Probably.
Both from San Jose State. I'm not sure exactly.
Probably should. Further before we just went with the list, I just say, hey, here's a list to talk about, or all conference list, but well, basically.
Sorry, I'm just looking at things and like just kind of.
Oh,
okay,
so am I.
Obviously, you've seen this list, but if you hadn't seen this list, who would in your opinion be the team that would have the best kicker?
Well, hold on. I just pull up Benwicker stats. Just curious from last year.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, maybe he had like 5 picks, or maybe he did this. I'm honestly not sure where he gets this. He had 1 interception. He did have 3 against Florida Tech, but they threw the ball like crazy. Well, I guess interceptions. I was looking at it wrong. He had 7 interceptions. So never mind. I take that back. I just glanced down and didn't see the 3. I thought he had like 2.
All right.
So he had 7 picks. So that's obviously very good. So that excuses that pick. I was like, okay. So you think the best kicker, not Boise State.
Yeah, not Boise State. Hey!
I'm just going by history. I don't know. I see who it is now. It's Nolan Kohorst from UNLV. I thought the San Jose State kicker was projected to be pretty good.
I would figure...
What's a kicker? Austin Lopez, yeah. It's just a kicker, whatever.
Probably like Nevada. But hey, you know what? Kickers make or break games. I know this sadly to be true. All right, anyway.
Oh, Tim, I was pulling up our Twitter. We got our friend Tim who sent out the question about the spread line from Fresno State. He's apparently watching right now, so let's wave to him. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
my dog's so cool, I think, on Twitter. It says.
My dog is cool.
Oh, my dog. No, my dog S cool. Did you forget either?
Something like that.
He loves your fighting agriculture argument for Fresno State game in Fred Rutgers.
I think he's the one who, if I go up to Fresno, he was the one who was like, hey, let's tailgate.
Awesome. Good. Okay, so after the team, okay, quarter, whatever, we're not going to go too depth into this, but...
Hey, Matt Miller, second team.
That's good, but people...
And Brandon Wimberly. I am on fire.
Okay. Yeah, there, obviously. And then, of course, Utah State center Tyler Larson's on the list. Center position's actually pretty stacked. The Mountain West had 6 Remington preseason finalists. I think the most second tied to the SEC.
So Larson, Paradis, who else?
I would say the quarterback, the 13 quarterback is quite, it's somewhat interesting with Chucky Keaton because there's clearly two in the league. Fells and Southwick. Sorry, he's in the other category. In the middle of there's a photo of him on the page I'm looking at for some reason. I was looking at Fells and Carr. The third quarterback, honestly, it is Trekkie Keaton, which makes a lot of sense because they have a good offensive line. They have some good playmakers out there on some wide receiver and running back who should. Running back's been a factory. 3 guys in the NFL the past 2 years. Still, they'll be fine. But you got the third quarterback. Could it be anybody? Could be Trekkie Keaton, who it is. Could be Joe Southwick, Brett Smith. Who am I forgetting? There's one other guy that we're always. Oh, yeah.
Cody
Fajardo, Nevada. Those all, I could see any of those being the third quarterback. And Cole Galsh is probably a hair behind just because he needs to throw better. But the third quarterback is stacked. I want to watch these games to see what happens with all these quarterbacks we have because there are such varying styles from Air Force, Nevada, New Mexico to the passing of David Carr and San Jose State. But one person who I think could surprise, like if I look at the third team, I'm going to kind of spring this on you. If there's a third team offensive player who can make the first team on offense, who do you think it would be? I just threw that out there on you, but I have a good idea.
You know what? That could be on the first team?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say Gabe Linehan. Boise State.
Gabe Linehan.
Yeah, okay, so they didn't throw to him much last year just because Southwick tended to spread the ball out. But mm-hmm. if they used him more as a receiving tight end instead of a blocking tight end, I think he's got good enough hands. He doesn't drop very many passes. He would be one of those tight ends who would be very good at his position. Great for short field, picking up first downs, and maybe picking up the short touchdowns if they can't run it in.
That could be a good point because Boise spreads the ball around pretty evenly to most everybody out there. I think it could be Wyoming's Robert Heron. Could be the first team.
You know what? I was looking at Heron as well.
Because last year he missed a couple games. When he was in the lineup, Wyoming was very good. I think, and then also, I think he's my top choice, but somebody's not listed at all is Ty MacArthur from Air Force.
Shame on you. Well, you know why? Because there's no fullback.
He doesn't play fullback.
Damn it, I keep forgetting that.
He's he plays a Z position, so he's like you remember Chad Hall from a couple years ago from Air Force? Played schools. Basically, he'll be just running the ball. It's like a slot receiver and then getting the ball in the backfield as sweep tosses or quick pitches. And when we did our SB Nation All-American list, there's like a specialist. I'm like, I was looking who they had. I'm like, why not Ty MacArthur? I know I'm the only person who voted for him without even looking at the results, but if he does anything close to what he could do, he does return a little bit. Maybe his position can make it difficult to give him a spice. Technically wide out, but he'll run the ball a lot. He will return the ball a little bit. I'm thinking a bit more this year, at least they should. I think he has a chance to, I don't know about first team, but he should be on the list somewhere because he had, I think, 400 yards rushing, 400 yards receiving, a handful of touchdowns. I think if I average it out, he was what did I say in the last show or 2 shows ago, 10 in an Air Force show, 10 yards per touch, I think it was?
Something like that.
Something like that. So I think he could be on the list. Should be on there somewhere. But that's check it out. It's over to Athlon Sports. And, kind of the overall breakdown.
I got one last kind of criticism or comment about this Athlon Sports before we move on. First team punt returner specialist. I disagree with Scott Harding from Hawaii. I really think it should be Isaiah Burse.
Is he even returning this year, kicks?
Yeah, he's returning punts, or at least that's according to Athlon, because they rank straight.
Oh, I didn't see the third team. I didn't scroll down. Yeah. Okay. I see. And is he even listed as a wide receiver? I don't think so. That's another one where he could – wide receiver is pretty deep too, but I'm surprised he's not on there as a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that – on my screen, I thought we froze. It was like you're just sitting still. I'm like –
No, I'm pondering.
Pondering, okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
We're going a little bit long. We're almost done. Well, I think we're pretty close to being done.
No, we're not close. Okay, anyway.
We have a winner.
American Athletic TV. Right, we'll hey, guys, guess what? We totally won the ESPN battle. Take that, AAC.
They need this other team to go American Conference.
American Athletic Conference.
Okay, to be fair, it's only their non-conference since their first 3 weeks of the season.
Wait, they got the University of Central Florida.
Okay, there you go, yeah. And I guess technically Houston, but I guess you got to find the right person in Houston because I'm from there and it's not really the South.
You don't have a Southern accent. Anyway, continue.
Of course. But basically, I hope you have ESPN3 subscription, folks.
I do. I've got an Xbox Live account with ESPN, so I can watch as many college football games as I want. But
that also means you can watch Boise State UT Martin.
Yes, I fully intend on watching for about
a half,
three quarters of the game.
Maybe if Nick Patty gets in, you'll tune in for that.
Yes.
But basically, yeah, they're on. Yes, they have Louisville, who's getting a lot of games, but they're on ESPN3 for a lot of games. ESPN Regional TV. Like, not even, that's more like you watch on your local, whoever, you know that TV network, the MyTV or whatever, or your local affiliate that your town only gets? It'll be on, like, one of those channels, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah.
So they'll be on there, somewhere on there, but I like how they tout in the title, which includes games on the ESPN Family of Networks and CBS Sports Network. Well, the ESPN Sports, or the, not ESPN Sports Network, CBS Sports Network are all road games. It's one's the Fresno-Rutgers game. And then a few other ones that are like Florida or National Game or something from CUSA. But it's a sad state. Like Duke at Memphis, I know that's a high-quality game for the American, but that's on ESPN3. You got, what else is ESPN3? Townsend at UConn, Akron at UCF. I know those games should have been on ABC National, right? That primetime game.
That Townsend-UConn game, man.
Fordham-Temple.
Whoa. Hold on, though. That's why I don't agree with the American Athletic Conference as a name. It should be UConn and the Conference USA All-Stars. That is courtesy of EDSBS, and it was on Wikipedia for a while.
Shouldn't it be Cincinnati? No, you're right, because UConn's actually a Big East, original Big East member. So I was going to say Cincinnati and the Conference USA, but they came from Conference USA, if that makes sense. It's okay, to be fair, this is early. This is their non-conference slate. But even conference slate, they have Rutgers Louisville should be pretty good. That's on
I am totally waiting for the Temple-Memphis game. Or wait, Memphis doesn't join until 2014, don't
No, they're in Duke at Memphis. Yeah, it's Tulane. Yeah. Tulane's not in this year yet. It's just Tulane and the Navy.
Yeah, Temple-Memphis. That's going to be a killer of a matchup.
So while ESPN, well, the Mountain West has a secondary right with ESPN, every game is on television, sans UT Martin and Boise State. Is it UNLV New Mexico on ESPN U or something?
I think UNLV New Mexico will be on ESPN U. Hold on.
Here's the thing. You're getting more games on TV. This is non-conference, but we'll revisit this later if it comes out to be more. I'm sure they'll get more, but their deal was barely more than the Mountain West. They got saved by getting more money because CBS, I think, overpaid for hoops on their part. But,
so I just entered the UNLV website, and they just said get your 2013 season tickets starting at $90.
Nice, and that includes the Arizona game, which is not being moved. that's seven home games.
So
man.
I had to bring that up just really quick, just because I was trying to see if that game was on ESPN. Anyway, continue. Go ahead.
I think that's all we got for that. That was just something we wanted to bring up, and then. Let's do our contest winner right now. You got the picture.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah. So let's go ahead and do our contest winner. So if you guys remember, or maybe you didn't remember, or just chose not to participate, which I'm guessing that's more the second option.
We received
exactly one submission for our t-shirt uniform design contest. And so basically our original plan was to basically be holding like a contest once a month or something like that, just a whole bunch of different random contests for your opportunity to win these kind of Mountain West t-shirts. So I might as well advertise because mine came in and it is in the Boise State colors and it says Mountain West Connection because we are in the mountains and also in the West. So it's a very classy t-shirt. I actually
Look at you, Big Ten.
Yeah. So we were kind of hoping of just, you know, having, like, these contests once a month or something like that so we could just, you know, give away T-shirts kind of as promotions and all that stuff. Well, our first one was a uniform design contest. So we had one submission, and I actually think that it's a very classy submission from what I assume to be is a New Mexico fan. So, Topher, your submission is the winner of the first uniform design contest. So you will be... winning a shirt of your choice. So this is a... I'm going to go ahead and describe this a little. So what we see here is designed for the New Mexico Lobos, kind of new uniforms. So if I'm going to try and zoom in and, like, you know, describe this like it's the Home and Garden Network or the Fashion Network, whatever the hell you want to call it. So first of all, look at the helmets. I kind of really like this because he's got the Lobo paw print. And the helmets are first in more of a silver tone instead of kind of like a grayish tone. They're more of silver. He's got the paw print on one side. He's got the number on the other side, which
What's at the bottom? What's just below? Like, pull your mouse down a little bit below. Is that the small logo of New Mexico?
No, that's just the earpieces.
Okay, I couldn't tell because it's the view. Okay, I thought that may have been their other more traditional one with just a face of the logo.
Yeah. So, and then if you look at the home uniforms here... A solid red, white collar. He's actually got the New Mexico logo, the Lobo logo as the shield over here. He's got the Mountain West, which should be in color, but that we'll leave that there. I actually like the side pants design. It's a very clean look. And then he's got something. I really can't read it back here, but it looks like something. He might want to describe it for us later. I think that says something on the back collar over here.
I'm going to try to zoom in on my thing here. I'm not sure. But I like it. It kind of looks like a little bit like Washington State with the paw. But it's the cherry and silver are working excellent there.
Right. And the away, and the away he's able to do very similar things. White, silver. Just the same kind of design. It's a very simplistic look. He didn't go too crazy. But it's still, I mean, if we had gotten more submissions, I definitely think that this would have totally been very close to a contest winner in general. At least it would have been in my top three because
our Hawaii guy did not enter.
Our Hawaii guy who sent the crazy helmets.
If you watched my video last week,
the contest. And I kind of wish he would have because I wanted to see what he would come up with.
I think I meant to post this. I'll probably post this later and make a post out of it. I can't really zoom in. Maybe I will message you, Topher, on Facebook. And
so Topher, from wherever you are, email. Either Jeremy at mountainwestfootball@gmail.com or me at cjhondros@gmail.com. And we'll get that shirt ordered for you in whatever colors you want. I assume that you'll want New Mexico colors.
Correct. Yeah, just go to the web. We'll send you the link. We'll get keep in touch. We'll send you the link. And also what we're going to do, you can pick whatever one you want. You can make your own. You can design it a little bit. But what we're going to do as well, if you design a shirt and we like it, hey, we'll give it to you for free as well. We'll put it in the store for other people. So if you have a cool design, you've always wanted to make it, that's relative toward the Mountain West or your school. We have to maybe get some clearance from our legal department depending on what you put on there, because there are...
We can't officially use the school names.
Well, there's some... Basically, you cannot say the school... you can't put, I want a Cole Gauss New Mexico jersey with a t-shirt jersey. That's out of the limit. Logo, no. But you can use the colors. You can make up some fun stuff, but...
Yeah, so if you have t-shirt designs, totally. If you've got one that is a Boise State one and you want to just, make fun of Idaho, feel free to do that in blue and orange colors.
We're going to probably do a pick'em game during the year and probably do a monthly or weekly prize and season prize about that, but hopefully people will take advantage of that, check it out. It's free shirts. It's $15 or something, but all right, we're done with that stuff.
So just keep your eye out for the next contest.
Yes, and then also, what was that? Do we have one other topic, the Phil Stillis?
No, that was it. This was the final thing.
Let's discuss the Phil Stillis for just a second.
Fine.
Because the top five, that's all I say. The top. Oh no, there's a few Mountain West teams.
There's a couple Mountain West teams, but
we'll just go with.
Fine. Let's do this. Get it over with.
3 minutes.
Okay.
Even though Texas is not playing any Mountain West team this year,
I thought they were.
They played Wyoming and New Mexico last year. They're playing New Mexico State, Ole Miss, and BYU, and probably a FCS team in the state. They're number four, which is hilarious. The reason we mentioned this is probably because of the Boise State Fiesta Bowl possibility.
Yeah. So
if Phil Still, who says he's the most accurate magazine guru of the past decade plus, sorry on Texas. Florida State, they do play Nevada, and they're number three, which
means they're back. They're always okay. So point of argument. So are they back? Did they never leave, or did they never arrive?
The recruiting
or the never arrive column.
What are you talking about? They won a national title, Tommy Frazier.
Yeah,
or not
but
Tommy
I mean,
Frazier, Charlie Ward.
For them to be back, they actually have to be in national consideration. I'm sorry, Orange Bowl versus Northern Illinois does not count.
They've gotten better. The recruiting's always been there. We'll see how Jimbo Fisher does, but that's gonna be Nevada plays them. That'll be very difficult. You got Oregon. They play New Mexico this year, don't they? Or Nevada?
Yes.
Yeah, they play Nevada. They're number five. That's fine. USC at six.
Yay! Fight on!
I don't know. And Hawaii, so we'll see how that is. And then you got anybody else you want to point out who are playing? Anybody's playing Stanford? San Jose Stanford is actually, I think, Yahoo put up as one of their top games to watch.
That's definitely a game to kind of keep your eye on, because San Jose State definitely played them much closer than Stanford should have let them last year. And
I remember watching, they had a chance to win.
And if the same thing happens this year, we could possibly see an upset.
That'd be huge. It's also on That's also on Pac-12 Network for some reason. Then we got Nebraska 16, whatever they play. Well, I mean that's about right. You got
Miami at 25.
Who plays Miami?
I don't know.
Nobody. Fresno State, the highest rated Mountain West team at 22. Send those emails to go to @philstill.com or whatever it is. I'm just reading the list here. And
Oregon State's at 29. Washington's at 30. UCLA is at 31. Boise State's
That's a bit low. Boise State's 33. UCLA 31 is a bit low in my opinion. I think they could be a lot higher. They got BYU 37 who plays both Hawaii and Boise State, and that's
BYU's
kinda...
ranked too high.
They unless you listen to certain people like Pete Futek, there if things go their way, they could get a BCS game, which they need about 1,000 things to go right because they play a pretty difficult schedule.
They need a miracle.
Yeah, and a good quarterback who can throw, which we'll see with their guy they got. I'm not saying he can't throw. He needs to prove it a bit more. But, yeah, they're the last team, Mountain West or otherwise, they play. So that's all we got for tonight. I don't think this was too long ago, but this is about 45 minutes, which I promise. So we'll do these every Thursday. Visit MWBCConnection.com. Check out us on Twitter at @MWBCConnection. We're doing a mailbag, so email mountainwest@football@gmail.com. Those kind of the ways to keep
mailbags are fun. I mean, they're fun for us to do. The silly questions, the serious questions.
And in
it's
the off
season. Kind of, yeah, I do have my degree to show for it, so if somebody asks why you claim to have your degree, where is it, I can show a picture of that.
Do you have it within arm's reach real quick, or is that next time?
What?
Next time, or do you have it within arm's reach right now?
Where's my phone?
Don't worry, we'll do it next time.
Okay.
Next up, next Thursday night, Chris's diploma, your questions, and maybe looking at a couple games we want to attend to that we probably aren't ever going to this year because of money. That's a good thing to talk about, right? Let's do this.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Here, basically, send your question about any game you could go to in the Mountain West. That's not your team. We'll go that route.
Yep.
So this has been Jeremy here, Chris hanging out over there out in California. Make a noise and do that again so people can see that.
Okay.
There you go.
Did you hear that?
That's what I wanted to do. Get it up. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for watching. All right, we'll be on SoundCloud later today. Have a good weekend, I guess.
Yeah. For